T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We're live at BayCare Ballpark, Clearwater, Florida. Phillies spring training. And joining us right now is Kyle Schwarber.
You know what I like about this?
What do you like?
Every time you see one of your favorite baseball players, you just start smiling.
Listen,
I can tell you're excited, man.
How could I not be excited? We got Kyle Schwarber with us right now. Kyle, how you doing tonight, man?
Doing good, guys. Thanks for having me on. It's a crazy day going on today, but we'll get through it.
Yeah, well, let's start there. And I think you could speak to this probably better than almost anyone on this team. You know, Rhys Hoskins goes down. Yes, we were watching him. We were up, by left field, and we saw the crowd around him. And, we get the unfortunate news last night. It's his ACL. I mean, this happened to you, 2016, yeah, with the Cubs. It was first game or first week of the season. Obviously, you were able to come back, which was crazy in the World Series. Take us through what it was like for you, and then, how could you use that to kind of help this team get through this?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's unfortunate. You hate seeing, the non-contact injuries and things like that to happen, especially in ACL for a guy who put himself in a really good position coming into this year. He felt really good with his swing, and he made some changes, looked really good in spring, and it was going into his final year of arbitration and things like that. It was a big year for him, and it just stinks, and it stinks for the team too, where you're losing the guy who's been through it all, the guy who's seen the ups, seen the downs, a lot of downs, and been through it all and stuck with it. The city loves the guy, and we love the guy in the clubhouse, and what he means to us is it's hard to replace, but we're gonna have some guys that step up. But it sucks, but I know he's gonna kill the rehab.
Talk to me about that a little bit. Joe alluded to the fact that you went through this and you came back for the World Series. What was that like? What did you have to do differently? Because I'm assuming that you were still kind of banged up. You DH'd. Yeah. You were still kind of banged up. So how did you have to change your swing in order to be effective in playing that game?
Yeah. Everyone asked me what I do different. I didn't really do anything different. I give a lot of credit to my teammates just because I was able to stay around the team. Mm-hmm. And, if I wasn't around them, and I was in Arizona just sitting down there going to the rehab at 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. and then being done by noon, and then sitting at my house not doing anything, I don't know where I would have been that year. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you probably not in the World Series playing with those guys. So I give a lot of credit to them, letting me hang out, stay around, do my rehab at the field, and get to hang around them, still be in it. And obviously when they traveled, I stayed back just because you didn't want to be in the way. But, I did what they told me to do. Just head forward straight. There's going to be good days, there's going to be bad days. Probably more bad than good just because it sucks at first. And, you just have to keep finding a way to get through it. But, he's going to be fine. He's that kind of guy who'll be fine. But, then I just kind of got thrown in there. And, don't get me wrong. Like, they threw me in the fall league, and I forget how many at-bats I had. And, I was like, there's no way they're going to put me on this roster. Uh-huh. And, sure as heck, I'm on the roster. And, I was nervous. I was pretty nervous going into that game just because I was going up a guy who I didn't even know before. Mm-hmm. Or, no, I knew him. He's punched me out 5 times before I went in the World Series. So, nervous about my knee, nervous about my bats. Luckily, going in the first game, have a good first at bat, punch out, 3-2, next at bat, get a hit, kind of all slowed back down. But I didn't really do anything different. I think it was just more of like the mental state and being able to go in every single day with a good attitude. And, even when the day sucked, trying to find a way to get through it.
So I got to tell you, Kyle, since I've been here, we've been down here at Clearwater, great place. Everybody that I've talked to about you say that you're the guy, you're kind of the glue guy. You're the guy that keeps everybody cool. You're the guy that gets everybody involved and everything like that. Is that something that comes naturally to you, or is that something that, you make it your business to go out and try to just get everybody involved and be that guy that makes everybody loose?
For me, like, I want to be myself, right? Like, I don't want to be someone I'm not, and, I like to have fun. I like the talk. I like to talk the game. I was lucky enough that when I came up into the big leagues, I had a lot of good veterans with me who, when you walk into that locker room with John Lester, John Lackey, Dexter Fowler, Jason Hayward, David Ross, John Jay, you can go on forever with these names. And, a lot of good veterans that showed me, what it's like to be a professional, how to prepare, but also, too, how to have fun and, having fun in the right way. And, those are things that I took with me, and it just stuck with me. And, that's part of this thing. This game's so, it's such a hard game, and it's so long, such a long season that you have to find a way to be able to give yourself those mental breathers and have a fun night one night. And, if it's getting the boys together and going to dinner or whatever it is, things like that,
Part of the reason that Cubs team, I think, with you was able to get through it until you came back, you guys were deep. I mean, you had good players. This team's deep, too. Rob Thomson yesterday was with us, and he was talking about how many players he wants to get at-bats to. Unfortunately, now there's a reason to give those guys at-bats. But you guys have options at first base, Derek Hall, maybe Alec Boehm moving over. You've played first. Has that been brought up? Do you think it'll be brought up? Could you do it? No?
No, we're good.
About to do that.
Nah, we're good. I think we're plenty deep enough to make sure that we don't have to see that happen. So that's probably a good idea.
Now I got to ask, because you just drew a hard line in the sand about playing first base. What is the biggest adjustment to playing first base?
For starters, you're about 300 feet away from the baseball in left field, and you're 100 feet away from the baseball when you're at first base. So that's pretty hard. It's not fun when you got a big left-hander standing up there ready to hook one at you. So, it's funny because, you see all these bigger guys play first base, right?
Uh-huh.
And, I didn't have a conception in my head because I knew it's hard, but I went over there and I played it, and I just had a whole new respect for what these guys do over there at first base. I mean, you're moving every single play. You're there. You're going to feel the ball, or you got to run to the bag. Make sure you get to the bag in time. Turn around. Make sure you're turned around in time. Catch the ball. Like the little things. Like it's hard to do, and you don't realize how much involvement there is at that position. Mm-hmm. And for these guys who aren't middle infielders, or might be bigger guys most of the time that are going around there, they're super athletic to be at that position. And, caps, hats off to the Reese and Derek Hall and all these guys who play first base, because it's not easy.
Last year kind of came out of nowhere. You guys went on an incredible run. October was unbelievable in Philadelphia. But now the expectations are there. John Middleton was on our station a couple days ago and basically said one World Series isn't enough. Like, he thinks the group you guys are building could win multiple World Series. You've been through this. You won. And I can only imagine the pressure in Chicago to get it done. What is it like for you to hear that when the team owner's talking? I mean, the expectations are that high for the World Series.
Well, first off, that's what you want to hear as a player, right? That the ownership has your full support and has your back and wants you to be the club that everyone wants to be, where you're going out there trying to win every single day. And, you're not playing for something else. You're playing to win baseball games and make it to the postseason and try to go deep, right? Like, that's the ownership that you want. He gave one of the better ownership talks before spring training even started, when all of our group got here, and he had all of us ready to kind of run through a brick wall for him. I think that's that's special. That's what guys love to hear. And when you have that support behind you, and obviously there's expectations, but also too, it's not easy. You know, that's kind of the other thing. You know, I've came from some really good baseball teams, and you know, obviously last year was one of the better ones where we get to the World Series, and you know, we knew we were capable of that. Mm-hmm. You know, we weren't thinking that, oh man, this is just a miraculous run. No, we knew what we were capable of. And, you know, obviously we come up short. Been on some good baseball teams in Chicago. We won a World Series, and then, you know, that next year you make it to the championship series, and, you know, we all had the same mindset, but we lost. You know, it's not easy, but, you know, everyone should know that we have that mindset every single year when we do step out onto that field, that our goal is to go out there and win. We want to win the division first. You know, that's everyone's goal. You know, you got to take it a step at a time. You can't just say World Series, right? For us, like, we have to take it a step at a time because it's so long. You know, we want to focus on our division. Then if the division's out of reach, okay, we got to focus on the wild card. You know, then focus that steps after that, right? Mm-hmm. So, but as a player, that's all you want to hear is that ownership's behind you. They want you to win. You see what they do in the offseason. They bring in a great player in Trey. They do some great moves in the bullpen. You know, you see them bringing in Taijuan Walker. Like, you know, those are the moves that you want to see as a baseball player, because you know that they want us to go out there and do something special.
So what has been your biggest adjustment so far? Because for me, as a layman baseball fan, I look at the pitch clock and I see that a lot of guys are having issues that, or the big old pizza boxes that are out there for bases now. What has been your biggest adjustment thus far in this new era of baseball?
You know, I think it's the pitch clock probably. Me first thinking about the pitch clock as not being able to participate in it, was I was like, oh, this is going to be a disadvantage on the pitchers. And now that you kind of participate in it, you know, you really think about it. If you get 15 seconds up there on the clock with nobody on, it's a 7-second clock on the hitter. Because mm-hmm. you got to be looking at the pitcher at 8 seconds. So you got 7 seconds after that ball's in his hand to be engaged with the pitcher. Mm-hmm. And that's looking at him. So, you know, I think that's kind of the biggest one. You know, obviously the shift rule, I think, is, you know, I think any left-handed hitter would tell you they're kind of happy about that, the see that. And I think any hitter would kind of tell you, just because, you know, you see, you know, there might be some hits up the middle again, some hits through the holes, things like that. But you're going to see middle infielders get, you know, valued more for their athleticism and being able to make those rangy plays again. And, but, you know, yeah, there's going to be some differences, definitely. You know, I think, you know, you just saw the World Baseball Classic where none of those rules were in, and that was pretty entertaining baseball. But, you know, it's going to be new to everyone, and I think we'll see how it goes after this year.
What was that like? Well, with this, the World Baseball Classic, you just came back. I mean, you guys, you know, you're I mean, what an incredible run for the United States.
Would you say the Phillies single-handedly trying to?
Yeah, I mean, you and Trey, you guys were carrying that thing. What was it like to participate in again this year, and then just the end there with Trout and Ohtani?
Yeah, I mean, being able to participate in it was, you know, it was a heck of an experience. You know, it was like that bucket list item, and, you know, it's the item that if they ask you, you know, you're going to keep doing it just because being able to represent your country is something special, because, you know, we play in a game so diverse that, you know, obviously we play for cities, and, you know, and us being from the United States, and, you know, for me not being able to play in different countries, maybe like winter ball or Japan or whatever it is, you know, you get that experience too of different cultures coming in and filling up stadiums. You know, us playing in Venezuela was wild. You know, it was noise the whole game. Us playing Mexico, noise the whole game. Music going on, dancing, mm-hmm. singing, chants. You know, then you see the last game against Japan where it's more of a U.S.-based crowd. And in Miami, right? You saw that, you know, when was the last time that ballpark was sold out? I don't think ever, right?
Probably not ever.
But, you know, same thing in Arizona, sold out crowd. It's cool to see. But, and also, like, getting to be teammates with those individuals on that team to where, you know, you obviously compete against these guys. But now that you get to see how they work, see how they are as people, like, I think that was very rewarding as well. But, yeah, I mean, can script it out, I guess, any better than at that last game where you got Trout versus Ohtani. You know, obviously, we wish that we were in a different situation there, not having to have Mike go up there against Ohtani and try to hit a home run or try to get on base. You know, that's a tough task within itself. But, yeah, pretty cool way for the baseball world to see, you know, the game and see the way it's going. I think that was a plus. You know, obviously the ratings were unbelievable. The experience for all the players was fantastic. I can speak myself. I can speak for pretty much all of our guys on the team. Loved it. Yeah, and would you say, would we do it again? I think we'd all do it again in a heartbeat.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.